Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It isn't so difficult to imagine that there might be other dimensions, other awarenesses, other beings who can connect with us. And you learn this, or you become open to that awareness from a near-death experience, from a spiritual experience that expands your mind, an out-of-body experience, anything that actually puts you into a higher state of knowing, a higher state of being. Then it becomes natural to want to explore those other realms, to reach out and to investigate, to be curious and to follow up on that curiosity by trying to discover other ways that you can expand your mind. Sometimes it's as easy as meditating. Diane Robbins is one of those people who expanded her awareness through meditation. This is from the book, one of the books that Diane wrote. The Earth has two biospheres which support life. There's oxygen biosphere and the water biosphere. There are the land people and the sea people. You have sentience within the oxygen environment, and you have sentience within the aqueous environment. The two biospheres must come together into one unbroken flow of all life. The consciousness of the cetaceans carries the missing records of your planet. The cetaceans are living representation of your planet's history. As people awaken, they begin to recognize the cetacean consciousness. This recognition is what will take them to the next step in human evolution. This is why it is vitally important at this time in human history that humanity make direct conscious contact with the cetaceans, the people of the sea. This is humanity's key. And that's the intro to her first book, The Call Goes Out, from the Cetacean Nation. She's also written books about the tree people and the crystal people, the Ascended Masters, the Ashtar Command. We're going to spend some time with my guest, Diane Robbins.
I was sitting in a chair in my living room, and I heard a voice, and it said, "I am Adama. We've been trying to contact you. Will you take my messages?" And I said, "Yes." And he started dictating messages to me.
My guest is Diane Robbins, and she has an incredible connection with the Hollow Earth, with interdimensional, transdimensional, other dimensions. I really wanted to talk with her so she could explain how that works hearing this. And what prompted that was a sentence I saw. She said when she was a kid, she used to look up at the stars and wonder where she came from. Let's start with the first book, the one that I'm familiar with, at least, Telos. And hello, Diane. Thank you for talking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you. Telos means communication with spirit. Notice that's where our word telephone comes from, telecommunications. So telos means communication with spirit. I really don't know how this all started. It seems like it just always was. I couldn't tell you when or how.
When you were a kid, it sounds like, though, you were curious.
I certainly was curious, and I was in Upper State, New York, and I heard a voice speaking to me, and it was Adama, A-D-A-M-A, and he said he's the high priest of the subterranean city of Telos, located inside the mountain of Mount Shasta, California, and for me to move to Mount Shasta right away. And so I said, okay. And I did. And I moved here. And when I moved here, he started dictating messages to me. And it's telepathic dictations. So he dictated the book that I named Telos. And it tells all about the people living inside the mountain of Mount Shasta, in the subterranean city of Telos, and how they have gained their immortality. They can live as long as they choose, and there's no sickness, no aging, and no death. In the subterranean cities, there are also and 20 subterranean cities spread throughout planet Earth, where there's no sickness or aging or death. It's only here on the surface that we have these things.
Are you talking about conflict and issues with anger, animosity, wars?
Yes, thank you. That's excellent. Thank you for saying that. Yes, they don't have any of that. They live in peace, and that's how they gain their immortality. You can only gain your immortality when there's peace. I can tell you a little about the subterranean cities. There's an underground railroad system, and the trains go 3,000 miles an hour. So they can go from one end of the planet to the other in just a few hours. They have no waste of material in Telos. They have a way to take all their waste products, and it goes right back into the air as pure air. They're very ingenious and very inventive because they have the time to investigate things and to study because there's no sickness or aging. So they have a lot of time. They've gained their immortality.
So are you talking about Lemuria and these are the beings who were there?
Yes, these are the people, the beings from Lemuria and the lost continent of Lemuria that we've all heard of. There was a thermonuclear war between Atlantis and Lemuria. That's when the people who survived went underground.
Does this connect with current races that are living above ground, descendants living above ground?
I don't know about the people living above ground. I don't know if they have a connection to the people from Lemuria or Atlantis. I don't know where these people above ground actually have come from. Sometimes I wonder about what's going on here above ground.
We all do.
Yeah. And where these people came from and why they're causing so many problems. I can't figure that out. But I'm sure if there were Lemurians, I'm sure there are Lemurians living above ground. And I'm sure they're very peaceful people, but I don't know for sure. I mean, I don't have any evidence of it.
Well, when you're channeling or connecting with this being, there's also messages from the Hollow Earth. What would they like us to know?
Well, the people in the Hollow Earth would like us to know that the only way to gain our immortality is by living in peace with each other. And that's how they gain their immortality. And the people in the center of the earth are very tall. They're like 15 feet tall. And there are oceans and mountains inside the center of the earth. In fact, all planets are hollow with an inner central sun and oceans and mountains still in their pristine state. We think that there's no life on the other planets, because we don't see any life on the surface because they all live inside the planet. It's like you build a house and you set up housekeeping on the roof. That's what we've done on Earth.
What I liked about your bio, and this is on the Amazon page with the other books that you have, is that you said that there was something that was a trigger, and this is classic because other people have had similar triggers with music. And in 1990, you said you were listening to the music of the Moody Blues and the song, I Know You're Out There Somewhere. They are a group who've had their own sightings, at least the visual sighting, that created some of the inspiration for their writing and their songs. But I thought it was fascinating that that actually did trigger you as well when you heard the song. You said there were memories.
Oh, that was a long time ago. I know you're out there somewhere and somehow you'll return again to me. I actually was not thinking or feeling anything about the Hollow Earth. The memory or the trigger was about my twin flame. We all have twin flames. It's how we were created. We all came from the great central sun of our universe. And when we were created as you might call a flame. It's as if we walked out of the the great central sun as one. And then we divide it into two, a female and a male. And that's why we hear people talking about their twin flame. It was in the shape of a flame. So that trigger was about my twin flame. I know you're out there somewhere. And actually, he has connected with me in this lifetime. It was about 40 years ago that he connected with me. And I, at the time, I was doing automatic handwriting. Now I can do it because I hear the thoughts. But when I first started, it was just, I would just get a piece of paper and a pencil, and I would call on my twin flame. And then he would, it's like my hand would just know where to go on the paper. It was really quite fascinating.
What has happened with your twin flame?
He's already ascended. He's an ascended master, and he's been ascended for a very long time. He's way ahead of me. I'm still here. And he's part of the Ashtar Command. I don't know if people have heard about the Ashtar Command, but our solar system is divided into 12 sectors. Earth is in Sector 9 of the Milky Way galaxy. And the Ashtar Command protects our sector of the Milky Way galaxy. And my twin flame is part of the Ashtar Command. And now I receive messages from him just about every day. And anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. You just pick up a pen and you can call on any ascended master you'd like and ask for a message.
Do you have a name for your twin flame?
Yes, and I prefer not to give it out.
Oh, that's okay. So everybody won't be bothering him?
Yeah, because everyone will be, that's right. Everybody can call, everyone can call on Nikos, M-I-K-O-S. Call on Nikos instead. He lives in the center of the hollow earth, and he'll be delighted to talk to you.
You said you felt it was important to spread the messages because there are several books, and one is dealing with the ocean brothers and sisters, the whales, the dolphins, the ocean beings, the crystal people, also the tree people. And these are the trees, not the Bigfoot Sasquatch. These are the other tree people.
Trees are very conscious. Anybody can talk to a tree, and the trees are always talking to us. It's just that people don't hear them. But trees are very conscious beings, and flowers are conscious. Flowers actually sing. They're singing all the time. We don't hear the flowers sing. People don't hear the trees talking to them. Everything is alive and conscious. It's not just people that are conscious. All life is conscious.
You might appreciate this. I was out doing weeding in the front lawn at one point, beginning to see some clouds come over because it was supposed to rain. But where I was, it didn't look like it was going to be any rain. Then all of a sudden some clouds come over. And I'm thinking, okay, looks like it might be maybe a little shower. And then as I'm weeding, I hear these little voices. And it almost sounds like somebody's on helium, a choir. And they're saying, Mother, bring the rain that we might drink. Mother, bring the rain that we might drink. So it was kind of a sing-song plea for rain. And we got a few sprinkles. The clouds moved over and we had sprinkles. And it was amazing because for one thing, I couldn't see these beings, but I could hear them and I could hear them singing. And it was just so extraordinary because that gave me another basically awareness that they're around us all the time, these little beings. And they were happy. That was all it took. And then I couldn't hear the singing anymore. But that was an amazing day.
That must have been amazing. And what a blessing that was for you to be able to hear them.
It was wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, in terms of other beings that are around us all the time that we don't see, we sometimes just need to slow down because I wasn't paying it any attention. I was completely, I don't remember what I was even thinking about, if anything. I was just pulling weeds and watching the clouds and being outside and in the city. So this can happen anywhere.
Yes, anywhere. Yeah, I think people think too much. So when you think so much, you, you're you close yourself down to other life. It's all about too much thinking. I mean, I do it myself sometimes.
You said the first book that came in, the call goes out, the book from the Cetacean Nation. What did they want to tell you?
Well, they want to tell us that they're eager to communicate with us. And they can communicate, the whales and the dolphins and the porpoises, they're all conscious. And they're all telepathic. And they want to talk to us. And we do not have to go to the ocean to talk to them. To just call on the whales or the dolphins and porpoises and talk to them. Take a notebook and a pen, sit with a notebook and a pen. This is how I used to do it and still do it. And talk to them and ask them to give you a message and write down the first thought that comes to you. All the whales and dolphins communicate with each other in the oceans. They all know what's going to happen. They have a great communication system. They're very conscious. They actually, the whales have full consciousness. They're more conscious than people are. They're just in a different body form.
When you are talking and receiving messages, it sounds like when you said every day you're still connecting, at least with your twin flame and some of these others, what do you focus on?
I don't focus on anything. I think that's the answer. I think that's the way to do it. I don't focus on anything. If I call on my twin flame or if I, you know, you can talk to Jesus also. He'll talk to you. You just call on someone you'd like to talk to and ask them to give you a message. And you do not have an agenda of what they're going to say. You just ask for a message. Do you have a message for me? Jesus, do you have a message for me today? Or I'm calling on the whales. Please give me a message. And it's always the first thought that comes to you.
This is an excerpt from the book Telos, the first transmissions ever received from the subterranean city beneath Mount Shasta. And here it is. Each time a noteworthy archaeological trek uncovers a part of that which you call your planetary history, we of the subterranean colonies rejoice in knowing that you are remembering a time when many of us regularly and openly lived among you. Each time you realize that all things are interconnected, from the tiniest element of dirt beneath your feet to the smallest of life forms within the oceans to the greatest expanse of the heavens above you, that twinkle with billions of stars, we celebrate. You surface dwellers frequently believe you are alone, but you are not. We are not only with you, we are like you. Yet do not assume that everyone who shares this place with you looks like you or represents your cultures or supports your sciences, religions, and politics. We kindly let this misconception pass silently among the greater numbers of you, as we do not wish to add yet another shake-up to your people and create a larger span of place and time between us through the perception of our differences. Each time you forget to be kind to yourself and each other, each time you fight and are hostile and angry, we send more love to you and this planet so that all may live in harmony, despite the unique abilities of physical appearance, location, and lifestyle. For us to be with you in heart and mind is the greatest gift and honor we may have, now and forever. We of the subterranean world welcome this bridge we are able to create between your society and ours. All life and all existence depends upon this bridge. That's the excerpt from Telos, first transmissions ever received from the subterranean city beneath Mount Shasta. And out of 77 ratings, this book holds 4.5 out of 5 possible stars. What do people say about it? These are from the Amazon reviews. This book was very interesting, also uplifting. Helps to gain knowledge, very enlightening. I'm hooked. Another review. Through a series of synchronous events, I was led to participate in a class in Mount Shasta. I decided I'd better read up on what it was all about. This book did not disappoint me, and I will now go to Mount Shasta with a better understanding of the energies and the people who live beneath the mount. Lots of food for thought. And one more review. Again, 5 stars. This is an excellent book to spiritually connect with the residents of Telos. As you read, you'll begin to visualize our future in 5D. and it will assist in raising your vibration of love and helping to bring about the Earth's as well as our ascension at a faster rate. Great stuff. These are reviews for the book Telos, 77 ratings and a 4.5 out of 5-star review. Author Diane Robbins, dianerobbins.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Talking with Diane Robbins. From her bio, Diane continues her connection to the civilizations of Inner Earth, the Elementals, and Nature Kingdoms for over 30 years. Her transmissions connect our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations, whales, dolphins, the tree people, the Crystal Nation, and Earth's Elemental Kingdoms.
When you had the memories about other worlds and other beings, what was the first image that you had? Do you remember?
I just always felt that I'm not from here. I think you mentioned it at the beginning. I used to stand outside and look at the night sky. And I would always, when I was about 13 years old, I would wonder, where in the starry universe am I from? Where am I from? And I used to ask the question, so when I was so young, who am I? And I remember looking in the mirror when I was 13 years old, and I said to myself, I'm looking in the mirror, and I said, who is this person? This is not my face. Who am I? Where am I from? And what am I doing here? Yeah, I mean, I still don't know where I'm from, but...
You also mentioned you found out that you had a mission and a role for this lifetime, and that this isn't just the one lifetime. You've had multiple lifetimes to prepare. So could you share some of that?
Oh, yes. That's why I came here. I came here on a mission to bring information about the Hollow Earth, because I've had a lifetime in Telos, the subterranean city inside the mountain of Mount Shasta in California. I had a lifetime there. And then I came to the surface, was born on the surface, so I could have the books dictated to me so that people on the surface would start learning about other civilizations inside the planet. They're just like us. They just live inside the Earth, not on the surface.
When they see the ships there at Mount Shasta going in and out, have you seen them?
I haven't seen any, but so many people see them here. Many of my friends have seen them. I've never been at the right place at the right time to see them going in and out. But so many of my friends have seen them. Yes, I mean they're quite visible at times.
How did your life change when you moved to Mount Shasta?
It changed my whole life because Adama, the high priest of Telos, he's an ascended master, contacted me and asked me if I would take his messages. I was sitting in a chair in my living room and I heard a voice and it said, I am Adama. We've been trying to contact you. Will you take my messages? And I said, yes. And he started dictating messages to me. And I wrote each message down word for word and put all the messages together and published my book called Telos. And in this book, he tells all about life inside the subterranean city of Telos, inside Mount Shasta. And that's how it started about 30 years ago.
And that's also the connection with Mikos.
And then how did I connect with Mikos?
Yes.
I was sitting outside in my lawn one day when I was living in New York, and I heard a voice and it says, I am Mikos. I live inside the Hollow Earth. Will you take my messages? And I had no idea about anything, but I just automatically always say yes. You've heard the saying, say yes to life. just always say yes. And that's what I did. And he started dictating messages to me about the hollow earth. I would write everything word for word. And that's how that evolved. That book evolved. Mikos is about 15 feet tall. He lives inside the hollow earth. He dictated the book Messages from the Hollow Earth, telling about life inside the hollow earth and how there's no aging, no sickness, and no death. Adama is the ascended master and high priest of the subterranean city of Telos inside the mountain of Mount Shasta. They're just a few miles beneath the surface, maybe 2 or 3 miles beneath the surface. That's not really that far down. And they have lakes and water in the subterranean cities and clean air. And their lighting in the subterranean city of Telos in Mount Shasta, well, in all the subterranean cities, they have crystals coupled with electromagnetic energy that gives them full spectrum lighting. So it's like an inner central sun. So that they have light from a sun, different kind of sun. And they have light and they have water. And they eat all organic food and they live as long as they want. And there's no sickness, no aging, and no death.
Looking at your information, you're connected with the crystal beings as well, the crystal people?
The crystals are very conscious. They don't look like us in any way, but the crystals are very conscious. And they hold the records of the earth and the universe. And anyone can connect with the crystal. You just hold it in your hand and talk to it, and it will give you information. The same way as channeling an ascended master. You just write, you just ask a question, hold the crystal, ask the question, and the first thought that comes to you, you write it down. But the crystals ask that we wear them around our neck, carry a crystal in our pocket, because they raise our consciousness. They make us more aware of life around us if we wear crystals. I have crystals all over my house.
In the book, it says that all elements are alive, awake, and conscious of the world around them, vibrating at various degrees of alertness, and that crystals do have souls.
Yes. Yeah, all life is very aware. It seems it's only humans who are not aware of all life, but all life is aware of us.
You said you remembered you had multiple past lives and you couldn't tell people how to do this exactly because this is something you were trained for and prepared for. Do you remember that as a part of your, you know, your mind, your mental memory, or is that something that you've channeled?
That's something I channeled. I don't remember. Yes, I was. I had many lives. We've all had many lifetimes. Everybody's had many lifetimes. And I was trained to do this in this lifetime.
There are many different kinds of entities who are open and hearing us. How do you direct it to maintain your own frequency or clarity with the being that you're trying to connect to? Am I asking that in a way that you can answer? Do you protect yourself, I guess? Do you protect yourself?
From what?
That's a good question there. Okay, all right, now. A lot of people, when they're saying, okay, channel and be sure you put out the white light, protect yourself because you don't want to be bombarded with other unfriendly hostiles. And so I just wondered if that ever was anything you were concerned about.
No, I've never had that thought. I've never been concerned about that because I only attract the light. You have to know who you are. I'm the light. I am the light. I am light. I'm only attracting light. I think that's a good way to think of it. Why would I attract something other than the light? So why would I have to protect myself?
I also want to know, does that make you telepathic with people? Are you psychic in any way, or is that something you're concerned about at all?
No, I'm not psychic and with other people. No, just people inside the earth and trees and flowers, but not other people.
Are you aware of the other elementals, like fairies and little people and Sasquatch, the other beings?
Yes, I have had some messages from fairies. I think there are a few messages in my book from fairies, but just very few.
So primarily it's Hollow Earth?
Yes. Primarily it's Hollow Earth. It's the whales and the dolphins and the crystals. I call them the crystal people. They call themselves the crystal people. So just the crystals, the whales, the dolphins, the tree people. When the trees started talking to me, they introduced themselves as the tree people.
And that's in the book, Tree Talk.
Yes, Tree Talk. They call themselves the tree people. They're just in a different body form. But their trees are very conscious. They're very, very conscious. And they just really want people to sit under them, to hold them, touch them, and talk to them.
You also mentioned the Ashtar Command. Do you have any visuals for these, your images, your impressions of these beings?
No, I don't. The people in the Ashtar Command are people. They're just like we are, only they've made their ascension, and they're part of the Ashtar Command protecting our sector of the Milky Way galaxy. There's books about Ashtar and the Ashtar Command. I thought the Ashtar Command was very well known, but maybe it isn't. You can buy books about the Ashtar. I know there's a book about the Ashtar Command, but I don't know the name of it. There's even pictures of Ashtar that you can buy online. Google Ashtar Command, Ashtar, and so much information will come up. You'll be amazed. They're very real. And the people in the Ashtar Command are people from this planet who've made their ascension and from other planets, and they protect our sector of the Milky Way galaxy.
And Diane, when you do this connecting and contact, do you also have dreams about these beings? Do they connect with you in the dream time?
Oh, I wish they would, but no, I haven't had any dreams.
Darn.
I'd love to. Yeah.
So if for anyone to connect with your information and the books, what do you recommend first?
They're all different. So whatever you're drawn to, if you're drawn to trees, then you can order the book Tree Talk. If you're drawn to whales and dolphins, you can order that book. Or crystals, you can order that book. Or if you're drawn to Telos, the city inside Mount Shasta, or the Hollow Earth, or, you know, whatever. I think I have 5 books, so just read all 5.
Yeah. Well, and trust your intuition. You follow that hunch, that inner guidance.
Yeah.
Messages from the Hollow Earth. I'm going to just jump to that one here real quick. There are reviews, and this is, you know, from Amazon. There are different reviews, and there's some excellent reviews for your work. So that's, you know, people are fascinated by what you are talking about. And I think that speaks for itself.
Thank you very much. Yes, there are very excellent reviews that I've read about my book, because the information is fascinating. And it's information that everyone really should know. It should not be kept a secret.
For what you have written, it spells it out very succinctly. And there's like one of these who says it's a decent read and said that there are some brief descriptions of life inside, like the transportation and the homes. Also that Sasquatch is from the inner earth. And Nessie is also involved in there in inner earth. Whales and dolphins go to inner earth and return to the surface. There's just a lot of information here that has a lot more to do with your own communication, the telepathic communication you're being given, this information. And people, like I said, the reviews are fascinated with what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, it is fascinating because I read my books over and over again. And every time I read them over again, I say, oh, I didn't see that before. You know, I keep learning from my book because it was dictated to me. So I keep learning from by reading my own books over again, over and over again.
Other people talk about these kinds of things and they're told, be quiet. People will think you're crazy. All right.
That's right.
Yeah. So how have you dealt with that?
I've never had anybody tell me I'm crazy. So I've really not had anything to deal with because nobody's ever said that to me. So,
yeah, I think that's the one in mainstream. That's the one thing that is said to get people to question their belief. But if you already are certain and you know your own path, your own history, your own purpose, then it's a moot point. It doesn't land. It doesn't stick because it has no value. And that's, I think, the only purpose for somebody saying, well, you're crazy. It's like, hey, I don't want to hear this. Make sense?
Oh, yes. Yeah. People who are closed-minded might say that. Yes. But yes, would say you're crazy. You're right. But nobody's ever said that to me. So I haven't had to deal with it.
I like the variety that you have included in your books. So there's a little something for everyone, and it will make you think about what more is going on here beneath the surface, literally, that if we, yeah, if we take the time and stop filling our mind with all sorts of gossip and other stuff like that, then we might learn a thing or two.
That's correct. You're right. That's a good way to put it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, there isn't. Except I would like people, I would like to tell people that I myself find the books fascinating, and I read them over and over again, and I keep learning more and more. Because remember, I was just the channel. I was just writing the books. So I'm remembering also every time I read it over again, I'm learning from my own books. Because I was just the secretary holding the pen, and everything was dictated to me. So I love to read the books over again, over and over again, and I keep saying, oh, I did not see that before.
So there's always something new.
Always something new. Yeah, every time I reread them.
Now, your website, DianeRobbins.com, and your books are available on Amazon. You also there's also an author's page there, too, so people can read more about that. The links that you have on your website, you also have a recommendation.
Yes, spirulina. It's a high-frequency food that's grown. Gosh, I don't know how to describe it, but I drink it every day. It's a green food, and it's highly nutritious. And it carries a very high vibration. And I mix it with juice, and I drink that every day. Thank you. I had forgotten about that.
I even looked it up under WebMD, and there actually was a very positive review for it. And I thought, well, okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's really, really healthy. It's so full of vitamins and minerals. And that's how I start my day every day.
Again, the website, DianeRobbins.com. Diane, thank you for your time.
Thank you so very much. It's been such a pleasure and an honor to speak to you and to be interviewed. I'm very grateful to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Becoming aware that we are multidimensional is the first step. You have an out-of-body experience. You have a near-death experience, a spiritually transcendent experience, or you meditate. Any of those can trigger an expansion of awareness. And when that happens, reality shifts and anything is possible. I'll put the links in the description for the show. Thank you to Diane. DianeRobbins.com, that's the website. And thanks for listening.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
Moto Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.